if this development is postponed and postponed again and again, hindered intentionally by barriers, then we will lose the race against time. The decisive question is to introduce it in a short run, because we don't have not so much time anymore for avoiding a global disaster created by the present energy system. We are just in the beginning of a global energy trap, and this energy trap is originated in the nuclear and fossil contradictions.
Probably his biggest achievement is creating this law. It's a very simple law. It's one page of legislation. It says if you use renewable technology, that's wind or solar or small-scale hydro or biomass, if you use that to make electricity, the big companies have to buy it and they have to pay you a certain rate. And that's the basis for this whole boom. At the moment, about 10% of Germany's electricity is made by renewable technology. That'll be up to about 20% by 2020. And I think about halfway through this century, it could be up to 50% of power generation in what still is the world's third biggest economy.
The whole debate on so-called new nuclear, or about a comeback of nuclear, is based on the big energy lie. The big energy lie is that renewables would not have enough potential to replace fossil energies. This is the energy lie.
Now, here in Australia, they're talking again about opening up nuclear power stations. And this Dr. Scheer, he says that there's this big lie, this big energy lie. Why is Germany, or how is Germany going in the opposite direction of everything that's happening in Australia right now?
Yeah, under the previous German government, which was an alliance between the Greens and the SDP, Hermann Scheer's party, a decision was taken that Germany would close down its nuclear power industry. There's 17 power reactors there, and they provide about 25% of the country's power generation. For environmental reasons, primarily, they've decided to close them down. There's a new government now, and that decision may be revisited, but at the moment it stands. It's quite a brave decision in many ways from a German point of view, because Germany is not self-sufficient with energy in the way Australia has. Here it's kind of debate, do we burn our own coal or do we use our own uranium? In Germany, they're increasingly reliant on gas, natural gas from Russia. Russia recently cut off its gas supplies to the Ukraine, a dispute over prices. So Germans are kind of concerned about how self-sufficient they are in power generation. Renewables, of course, could help there, but the decision to close down nuclear is nevertheless still a contentious one.
You also spoke to an Australian group that are over there and found that they find it incredible that Australia is not even looking on their own doorstep with their own technicians when there is such great technological advances happening here in Australia. What happened there, and what was the situation there in Germany with these Australians?
Well, this is a company called CSG Solar that comes out of a I forget the company's name, subsidiary now it is in Australia. It's been essentially bought out by Germans, Pacific Solar, I think it was called, coming out of research at the University of New South Wales over the last decade or so. What they found is they developed this technology, groundbreaking, far more efficient solar panels, but they couldn't get the investment in Australia. When they went to Germany, they found, one, they could get a lot of tax breaks from the government. Because of this EEG law, there's a great demand for solar panels, so there's a ready-made market. So what the Germans have done is, even though it might have cost a bit more to fund renewable power, they're sucking in this technology from all over the world, and now it's kind of building into this big export industry. So, you know, they're selling windmills to California and solar panels to Spain, et cetera, et cetera. So this Australian company couldn't get the investment here, but over there it appears to be on a real winner.
When we were looking at promoting exactly this business in Australia, one of the key risks that made it difficult was the marketing risk. And people in Australia largely don't have any idea of how big the market is for renewable energy. to give you to put that into context, as we are ramping up this business in early 2006, we have already sold the entire output through the end of 2010. Now, nobody in Australia would believe that.
Anyone who uses renewable technology to make electricity can sell it into the grid. So if you put a couple of solar panels on your rooftop, well, the big energy companies have to buy your electricity and they have to pay you a certain amount. And so it makes it a profitable business. And so what you find is individuals, companies, communities, whatever, are starting to generate their own electricity and sell it into the national grid. I went to one town called Yunda, which was really interesting. They'd pulled together 140 villagers and they'd set up a biomass plant and they make methane in these huge vats. They burn the methane in electricity generators and generate electricity and sell it into the grid. They've borrowed money to do it, but in 20 years they'll have paid off the banks and they'll be selling electricity in the grid and they'll be kind of like little energy barons.